Same, amen.
Man, the title of my sermon this morning is The Eternal Baby. The Eternal Baby. Now, obviously, the title of this sermon is a little bit sarcastic or facetious because there's no such thing as an eternal baby. You see, babies can't stay babies forever. They grow up. They are supposed to mature and learn things and grow and change. But look what the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing, for when for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. So what is he saying? He's saying, for the time you ought to be teachers, he's saying, you know, for the amount of time that you've been saved, for the amount of time that you've been a Christian, you should have grown up by now. You should be teaching other people the Word of God and preaching the gospel to others and teaching them to observe all things whatsoever Christ commanded us. For the time you ought to be teachers, you know, based on just chronology of how long you've been saved. But unfortunately, you have need that one teach you again, even the most basic things, right? Which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. And it's interesting, the word become, it's like you've turned into someone who can't handle strong meat, who is in need of milk. It's almost like there's even been some retrograde motion here. Not only have you not grown up and become the mature adult Christian that you ought to be, but you've also regressed. You know, you've also moved backward. Because the reality of the Christian life is, if you're not learning, if you're not growing, you are moving backward. Every single year, you're going to forget things as time goes on. So if you're not constantly putting new information in, putting the Word of God in, if you're not growing, you're actually moving backwards. And even if you were more mature in the past, you can become someone who has need of milk and not of strong meat through lack of attention to the Word of God. The Bible says in verse 13, for everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he's a babe. He's a baby. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. We're supposed to be taking in the nutrition of God's word, putting it to use so that we can grow and not be a baby forever. You know, it's interesting to me how when a baby is so little and so helpless and they can't crawl, they can't walk, but it's amazing to me how active they are, because my little baby son, Oliver, it's like he's doing aerobics constantly. You know, if you look at a baby, they don't just sit still. I mean, you hold them and they're just kind of going like this, you know, and they don't stop moving. He just kind of writhes around. You lay him on the sofa on his back and his feet are just kicking. I mean, he's just doing reps like 1, 2, 3, 4. And so that's why babies are so strong. You know, if they grab something and you want to take it away from them, you'll find out how strong they are. You know, and you're trying to like peel it out of their hand and they're just like, you know. And it's amazing because they're a baby. They can't even crawl. They can't even walk. But obviously, God has created babies with an instinct physically to know that they need to move them bones if they're ever going to develop strength. They're not just going to go from laying on their back and doing nothing to just walking. You know, walking takes a lot of muscle, and they have to start building that muscle. So even when they're laying on their back, even when they're being held and carried and taken everywhere, they're still constantly moving their arms, moving their legs. Why? Because it's use that builds strength, that makes you grow. And babies know that instinctually without even being taught that. It's just pre-programmed in by God Almighty that they would exercise their limbs. And you know, we, even as a babe in Christ, you've got to be taking in nutrition and you've got to be using it. You got to be moving. You got to be doing something for the Lord. You've got to be putting what you've learned in the Bible to use if you're ever going to grow in the Lord. Even a baby does that. Even a little newborn is tightening up and flexing their muscles constantly. Anybody who has a baby knows that that's true. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18 says this, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Grow in grace and grow in knowledge, the Bible's telling us. To whom be glory both now and forever. Amen. Now, this sermon was inspired by the unsaved fake Christian Kanye West, who's once again making a complete fool of himself publicly and dragging the name of Jesus Christ in the mud this week. And here's his excuse. Oh, be patient with me. I'm just a babe in Christ. As he gets up and just spews forth all kinds of garbage and foolishness and idiocy. Oh, everybody, give him a break. He's a babe in Christ. Well, here's what I want to know. How long is that stupid excuse going to last? How long are we going to take that I'm a baby after 5 years as a so-called Christian? Isn't it time for Kanye West to be able to quote one single Bible verse correctly? After 5 years of supposedly being a Christian? Last time I checked, my kids aren't babies when they're 5 years old. I think that if I said to a five-year-old in my family, you're a baby, he or she would be quite offended by that. And they'd say, no, I'm a big boy. I'm a big girl. Okay? I don't expect a five-year-old to be soiling their pants. I expect that from a baby. Yet Kanye West soils himself on every interview. He soils himself every time he goes on TV. He poops his pants every single time he opens his mouth. And you know what? When you're 5 years old, it's time to grow up. But guess what? He's not 5 years old because he's not even saved. He's not even a fetus. He's zero because he's not a child of God. He's not saved. He's a fake, false Christian. And if you don't believe, I did a whole sermon about this back in 2019. Called Reprobate Kanye West. I'm not going to re-preach that sermon. So you could go back and listen to that sermon on your own. But can you quote John 3:16? Kanye West? You're babe in Christ. The guy gets on an interview on the Alex Jones show for 3 hours. And there are over 3 million people tuned into this thing. He's literally speaking on a live broadcast that was listened to within a few days by 3+ million people, let alone all the different excerpts of it and clips everywhere. And Alex Jones is like, you're the host. You have the floor. Say whatever you want. I'm here to give you a platform. And for 3 hours, the idiot can't even quote a single Bible verse. Why can't he explain how to be saved? Why couldn't he spend 10 seconds explaining how to be saved, how to go to heaven? Because he's not saved and because he's not going to heaven. That's why. And when he says at the beginning and end of the broadcast, Jesus is King, Jesus is King. Folks, that's not a theological statement. That's the name of his album that he's trying to sell you. That's a sales pitch for his music. That's what that is. He doesn't believe that. He's a fraud. He's a liar. Anybody who's actually a saved, born-again child of God who's given the floor for 3 hours to talk about whatever they want is at least going to say, hey, why don't you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved? They're going to at least quote John 3:16. He tries to allude to what the Bible says a couple of times. He's like, oh, well, I mean, you know, part in the Bible that, you know, kind of says God stuff and he can't say one coherent thing from the Bible. The only Bible that came out of his mouth is when somebody asked him a question that was totally unrelated to anything. And they're like, well, what do you think about that, Kanye? And he's just like, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. You know, why don't we start there? It was just apropos of nothing. It had nothing to do with anything. Folks, that's not using the Word of God. He's not even a baby, because even a baby uses the milk of the Word. Even if he's unskillful in the Word of Righteousness, he still useth milk because he's a babe. This guy can't even use. It's like any chimpanzee could just flip open the Bible to verse 1, I guess they wouldn't be able to pronounce the words, like, you know, so he's a little bit past a chimpanzee in that sense. But he can literally just flip open and just read the first 3 verses of Genesis. That's the only time the Word of God can even come out of his mouth in 3 hours of supposedly talking about spiritual things. Other than that, the word of God never comes across his lips, never comes out of his mouth. Why? Because he's not saved. He's a false prophet. He's a reprobate. And I already proved that 6 ways to Sunday in my last sermon. But why can't you at least tell us a single verse? And if you're supposedly a babe in Christ, then the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 5 that you have need that one teach you again. And so why don't you sit down, shut up, and actually learn something from a real man of God instead of running your mouth with a bunch of stupidity in front of millions of people, making the name of Christ look stupid? Well, I'll tell you why he's there, because this is what the Bible says. You don't have to turn to these, but if you would, flip over to, why don't you flip over to 2 Peter chapter 2, but how about this one? Proverbs 18 verse 2. A fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. Okay, so the Bible says that fools, they're not interested in understanding or learning. All they care about is that their heart may discover itself. And what that means is that their heart may reveal itself. They basically just want to say what's on their mind. They don't want to learn. They don't want to understand. They just want everybody to listen to them talk, whether they have something worth listening to or not. That's him. The Bible says in Proverbs 12:23, a prudent man concealeth knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaimeth foolishness. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. The heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge, but the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness. Just all this garbage coming out of his mouth. You say, well, what kind of foolish thing did Kanye say in this interview? I mean, what kind of, did he say something stupid? Yeah, how about saying that Nazis are cool and that Adolf Hitler was a pretty cool guy? What kind of a stupid, ridiculous thing to say is that? He goes on there supposedly in the name of Christ, supposedly in the name of Jesus, and just gets on there and just says, hey, Nazis are pretty cool, I like Nazis and all this stupid stuff. That's an idiotic thing to say. And you know what? Forget the so-called Holocaust. At least 40 million people or so died in World War II. Pretty cool, huh? Pretty cool guys. Pretty cool stuff. People going to war, 17, 18, 19-year-olds, 20-year-olds, going over there being killed and maimed, entire cities being firebombed and nuked and destroyed, men, women, and children to the tune of like 40 million people. So wonderful. It's so cool. It's so fun. 290-some thousand Americans dead. Over 20 million Russians dead, probably closer to 30 million, okay? And who started World War II? Well, Adolf Hitler started World War II by teaming up, by being the biggest hypocrite to ever walk on the face of the earth, by spending his entire life rebuking communism and hating on the Soviet Union, and then teaming up with Joseph Stalin, the leader of the Soviet Union, in the Pact of Steel, and invading Poland on September 1st, 1939, teaming up with the communists to invade Poland. That's what started World War II. There's your cool guy, Hitler. Don't be sucked into this garbage. It's like people find out that the Jews are wicked, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, well, then maybe, I guess Hitler's cool. Get a brain, Kanye West, and get a brain anyone else here who thinks that Hitler is cool, which nobody in our church is that stupid, but maybe someone online is that stupid who's listening. It's like, that's not cool to kill or to occasion the deaths of tens of millions of people because you want to team up with Joseph Stalin and invade Poland. There's nothing cool about that. He's not a man of principle. He's not a man of integrity. That's not righteous. But, you know, the media just eats all this up and just redounds all of Kanye's foolishness because they just want to make Christians look stupid and they want to make it seem like anybody who says anything truthful about the Jews or negative about the Jews or criticize the Jews, that they're like this, a lunatic, a weirdo, a moron, a neo-Nazi or whatever. But look what the Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. There will be people who creep in, They will pretend to be Christian. They'll pretend to be one of us, but they will sneak in. They'll bring in damnable heresies. And the Bible says, because it says that many shall follow their pernicious ways, verse 2, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. So these fake Christians, these fakes who infiltrate Christianity, they end up giving Christians a bad name. And by reason of them, the way of truth is evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned means fake, right? Feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. And don't be fooled by Kanye West. All he's trying to do is make merchandise of you. He's trying to make money off you. He wants to sell you his album because you're just going to be so happy that this pop star deigned to give you a Christian album. And you just, look, I'd rather listen to the worst sound quality Fundamental Baptist recording that some podunk church put out somewhere than to listen to that stupid Kanye West Jesus King album. I'd rather listen to literally anything that was actually produced by a born-again child of God than to listen to that garbage. But Christians get all excited about this stuff, don't they? And they will buy his merchandise. You know, do you remember when he made God's house a house of merchandise by having church services where he sold overpriced merchandise, $225 sweatshirts, $75 t-shirts, and tube socks for 50 bucks? Making merchandise of God's people. What did the Bible say? Jesus said, take these things hence. Make not my Father's house a house of merchandise. Nothing should be sold in the house of God. You say, well, you know, the sweaters are now being sold for 70 bucks, you say. I don't care if it's 75 cents. You don't sell anything in the house of God. Selling Christian merchandise is one thing, but selling it at church, he sells it. He has a little tent set up at his little Sunday service, his little Easter service, his little church service, and then he's selling you all these overpriced goodies. He's making merchandise of God's people. He just wants to make money. That's it. He doesn't love Christ. He doesn't love God. He doesn't even know what the gospel is. That's why he's given chance after chance after chance after chance after chance and can't ever articulate the gospel. Ever. He can never articulate what it meant when he got saved, what it is for someone else to be saved. Anybody who's saved should be able to tell you how to get saved. He can't. Go click on, you know, Kanye West testimony or something. You'll never find it. It's never there. It never comes to pass. If you actually know what salvation is, you'll realize that. Turn, if you would, to Romans chapter 16. Romans chapter 16, you say, well, no, Pastor Anderson, you got it all wrong. He's saved. It's just he's a babe in Christ. I know it's been 5 years, but just don't judge him. He's just a babe, and that's why he can't even read. Forget quoting a Bible verse. Why can't he read a Bible reference? Why did he say, well, it's Proverbs 6:16-19. 2 Corinthians. You know why you can't even read a Bible reference possibly? Because you didn't sit at all in church and actually go to church. I mean, look, those of you who go to church every week, you know how the Bible works. You know it's called 2 Corinthians, and you know that it would be Proverbs 6:16-19 because you've actually been to church a few times in your life. I mean, look, if he's been supposedly a Christian for 5 years, he's just so on fire for God. He's just so zealous, man. He's just so excited. Then why didn't he get his butt to church 3 times a week? Because think about how many church services he could have attended by now. If he attended church Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, you know, then that's 156 services a year. And if he's been doing this for 5 years, let's say he missed a few due to sickness or whatever. Okay, but he should have been to church about 750 times by now. And let me tell you something. Somebody who's been to church 750 times can quote a lot of Bible verses, and they know how to say the names of the books of the Bible, and they know how to read a reference off a piece of paper. Okay. But yet, although he knows clearly nothing after 5 years, still soiling his diaper 5 years later, according to the people that are claiming that he's saved, which isn't true, but yet he brags about his past sins and brings up sins that are so filthy in this interview that they shouldn't even be named. They shouldn't even be articulated by any child of God. And then he mocks someone for having never been with a supermodel carnally in the interview. And so let me explain this to you young people, especially you kids and you teenagers. There is absolutely no glory in being worldly wise, in knowing about everything of this world and knowing all the stuff that's out there and all the filth and garbage that's out there. Look what the Bible says in Romans chapter 16, verse 19. It says, "For your obedience has come abroad unto all men. I'm glad, therefore, on your behalf. But yet I would have you wise unto that which is good and simple concerning evil." God wants us to be wise concerning the good, simple concerning the evil. And you know what? Kanye West, the exact opposite. He's wise concerning that which is evil. I mean, he could tell you all about all the evil that's out there, and he could talk about all of the perverted things and the different styles of fornication and the drinking and the drugs and the partying and the rap music. He knows all about that, and he, in fact, brags about, you know, these filthy things that he's been involved in, and then basically puts someone else down for not having been with a supermodel. You know, I'm glad I've never been with a supermodel. Amen? Amen. Thank God that I'm not some whoremonger going out there just checking off some kind of a bucket list of being with a supermodel. It's wicked. Amen. Hey, I want to be simple concerning evil. I want to be wise concerning that which is good. You know, I'm glad that I don't know every worldly thing that's out there. I'm glad that I'm not familiar with all of it. You know, I one time I was laughed at for not knowing what a beer flight was, because I thought a beer flight, because there's a church in our area, Pastor Jeff Bourbon, over at Apostasia Church in Tempe, and Pastor Bourbon, you know, his church was offering a beer flight. You know, I assumed that this is where you get on a plane and you're just served various beers throughout the flight. Because, you know, I've flown on a lot of flights. Never done a beer flight, but I've done a lot of flights. Like, I used to fly for work. I've literally flown probably around 1,100 times, for sure more than 1,000. Probably past 1,100 by now. And, you know, there are some people who do a lot of drinking on airplanes because it's like it's free because they're in first class, and so they just really want to get their money's worth, apparently. And so they just get totally drunk. Okay, I've seen it a bunch of times. And so that's what I thought was, I thought this beer flight is you get on a flight and drink a bunch of beers. Apparently that's not what a beer flight is. Okay, I'm not going to ask for a raise of hands of who knows what it is, but it's, to be honest, I'm still not quite sure what it is. But all I know is that has nothing to do with an airplane. It's something about just a bunch of beers in a row that you drink or something. I don't know. But, you know, I never really, when I had the problem with the beer flight, it wasn't really the airplane that I had the problem with. It was more the drinking that I had the problem with. You know, the airplane wasn't really the issue. But you know what? I don't care. I don't feel stupid for not knowing what that is because I don't really care. Who cares? You could go to the grave without knowing what a beer flight is and be the happier for it. In fact, the more people who know what a beer flight is, they're probably less happy than the people who don't know. It's not a glorious thing to just know about every... The Bible says it's good to be simple concerning evil and to be wise concerning that which is good. Kanye is the exact opposite. You know, he is wise concerning all the equal. You know, at one point he said, "I'm pretty sure I have the lowest IQ in this room." And that, truer words were never spoken than that. But then they told him that he, people are smart in different ways, though. You know, they were trying to, like, make him feel better about himself. They didn't say, like, "No, you're actually smart. You actually have an IQ." They're like, "Well, yeah, but you have a really good EQ." And I don't know what they meant by that. Entertainment quotient? Is that what they meant? Or is that the EQ, because you can really pump up the bass on his old music or something? I don't know. What does the EQ stand for? Emotional. Oh, you've heard of this before? Okay. Sorry, his emotional quotient is very high. I don't know. Maybe if I have a nervous breakdown, maybe I'll have a better EQ too. I don't know. But the thing is, They're like, oh, no, you have all this wisdom in other areas. And what? Yeah, he has a lot of wisdom about how to fleece the flock. He has a lot of wisdom about how to sell albums to idiots. He has a lot of wisdom about how to sell shirts and shoes and merchandise to morons, right? I mean, he's really great at deceiving masses of bozos. Yeah. But you know what? I don't want to be wise concerning evil. I want to be wise concerning that which is good. He's not wise concerning that which is good. He's actually simple concerning the good and wise concerning the evil. Now, here's the thing. When it comes to wisdom and Christianity and the Word of God, simplicity is not a virtue. Let's see what the Bible says. How long, ye simple ones, will you love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. How long, ye simple ones, will you love simplicity? How about Proverbs 1:32, for the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. How about Proverbs 7:7, beheld among the simple ones, I discerned among the youths a young man void of understanding. Proverbs 8:5, O ye simple, understand wisdom. O ye fools, be of an understanding heart. Proverbs 9:13, a foolish woman is clamorous, she's simple, knowing nothing, and knoweth nothing. The simple believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going. The simple inherit folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. Does it sound like it's good to be simple according to the Bible? Yeah. Is the simple one who we should strive to be? No, but we should be simple concerning sin and evil and wickedness. We don't need to know and be up on every wicked thing that's out there. But you know what? We should be wise concerning the Word of God. We shouldn't be simpletons concerning virtue and right. Because the simple one gets destroyed. The simple gets killed. The simple one is a fool, according to the Bible. The simple one knows nothing. The simple one scorns and hates knowledge. That's where Kanye's at. And so he has this overly simplistic view on the Word of God because he hasn't studied the Word of God. He hasn't read the Word of God. He doesn't care. He's had 5 years to give a rip about what the Bible says, and he doesn't. Okay? And so he has this overly simplistic view on the love of God, which leads him to say over and over again in this interview how he loves Adolf Hitler and he loves Jeffrey Dahmer and he loves Harvey Weinstein and he loves predators and he loves pedophiles and he just listing off just all of the worst evil reprobate scum, just how he just loves them. And they're like, you love Jeffrey Dahmer? Of course. You love Harvey Weinstein? You love these pedophiles at this fashion design company who are like murdering and molesting? Oh, yeah, of course I do. Aren't you guys listening? I just love everybody. Oh, that's so wonderful. Oh, unconditional love. You know, and if you're sitting there thinking, well, yeah, that's right, you're just showing that you're simple and that you're foolish. You need to read the Bible. You forgot to read the Bible. And don't get mad at me and say, oh, Pastor Anderson's hateful. No, you need to go read the Bible. Amen. The Bible said, the wicked and him that loveth violence, God's soul hateth. That's what the Bible said. But you forgot to read that, didn't you? You were too busy getting worldly wise, and you forgot to read the Word of God and figure out what the Bible actually says about the love of God. See, you can't actually love the flowers without hating the weeds. The Bible says in Romans 12:9, let love be without dissimulation. Dissimulation. I wonder what that means. Simulation. It means it's fake. When you dissimulate, you're not being honest. You're fake. Let love be without dissimulation. How do you do that? Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. 2 Chronicles 19:2, and Jehu, the son of Hanani, the seer, went out to meet him and said to King Jehoshaphat, shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Should you help the ungodly and love those that hate the Lord? Therefore is wrath upon you from before the Lord, because you love those who hate the Lord. Oh, we're supposed to love everybody. Okay, whatever. Sorry for reading you that Bible verse. I got 22 more where that came from, if you want. About the hate of God. And you know what? The love of God is so important. The love of God is so crucial. But you know what you're doing? You're ruining the love of God when you say, oh, I love Adolf Hitler, I love Jeffrey Dahmer, I love pedophiles. You know, if you just love pedophiles, Charles Manson, and the Pope, you just showed that you don't even know what love means. You don't even know what love means. Are you saying that you want Charles Manson to be blessed and to go to heaven? Is that what you want? Because that's funny, because God already stuffed him into hell where he belongs. Now, I would have loved for Charles Manson to have gotten saved as a young person before he became a God-hating, reprobate, cult leader, mass murderer. But you know what? God already stuffed him in hell where he belongs. But I guess you know more than God. You're smarter than God. You love Charles Manson so much more than God does. I mean, what if I just put a sticker? And I, you know, it's so funny because I literally preached this 15 years ago. I preached 15 years ago about love and hate and what the Bible says. And I said, oh, you idiots who think that we're supposed to just love everybody. I said, why don't you get a bumper sticker for your car that says, I love Adolf Hitler, and show what a good Christian you are. And then it's like what was a joke 15 years ago is now real. You know what I mean? Now it's literally become real. I got to be careful how I joke because it might come true. 20 years from now, my jokes are going to come true. They're going to be real because things just get that weird. Okay. Go to Romans. You're in Romans 16, right? Let's get a little context on that verse because the verse said, you know, he wants us to be wise unto that which is good and simple concerning the evil. Look at Romans 16, verse 17. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you've learned, and avoid them. And obviously, he's saying all kinds of offensive things that are contrary to the doctrine that we've learned all day long and twice on Sunday. Verse 18, but they that are such, for they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. Again, being simple concerning the word of God is not a virtue. For your obedience has come abroad unto all men. I'm glad, therefore, on your behalf, yet I would have you wise unto that which is good and simple concerning evil. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. You see, if God is going to bruise Satan under our feet shortly, then why are we so interested in learning everything about what's going to be the scum on the bottom of our feet in just a moment? You know, if God's going to bruise Satan under our feet shortly, why do we look up to Hollywood celebrities when they're going to be the scum on the bottom of our shoe in a very short amount of time? See, our life is but a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Okay. The fashion of this world passeth away, the Bible says. Heaven and earth will pass away, but he that does the will of God abides forever. Okay, and so Satan is going to be bruised under our feet shortly. So why would we idolize Satan? Why do we look up to Hollywood celebrities? Why would we look up to the worldly pop stars and think, oh, it's so cool, you know, that Kanye West is talking about Jesus now? Folks, if you're not going to actually do it right, then I don't even want people to talk about Jesus anyway. If they're just going to speak lies, if they're going to preach a black Hebrew Israelite neo-Nazi Jesus. And I don't even know how that's even possible, that mix. But that's what we're dealing with, apparently. Neo-Nazi black Hebrew Israelite space aliens from hell. That's what we're talking about, apparently. That's the save yourself 3 hours. There it is on the back of a postage stamp. But, you know, Kanye West is surrounded by flattering sycophants who are just there to use him, okay? Here's a great verse on this, Judges chapter 9, verse 4. And they gave him 70 pieces of silver out of the house of Baal-berit, wherewith Abimelech hired vain and light persons which followed him. See, if you have money, you can get vain and light people to follow you because you hire them with your money. And it was so funny on this interview, he had this little Roman Catholic sidekick who was clearly a lot smarter than him. But that's not necessarily saying a lot, since everyone agreed, including Kanye, that he had the lowest IQ in the room. Kind of went without saying. But this Roman Catholic sidekick was clearly a lot smarter than him, clearly a lot more articulate than him. But yet, he just kept saying, well, I disagree with Ye. Because that's his new name. It's not Kanye. He gets offended when you say that. So his name is actually just Ye now. Like, yay. Not even Ye West. Not even like Ye Town Crier. It's just like, yay. I don't know why, you know, yeah, whatever. But I mean, I could say some things about that. But the thing is, like, his little sidekick is just like Kanye would just spew out all kinds of filth. He would just soil his diaper verbally. And then this Roman Catholic sidekick is just like, well, I disagree with Ye. Yeah. You know, yeah, I agree with Ye. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's like, no, you don't. You know that Ye is a complete idiot. And then he's telling some story about how they had dinner with Donald Trump at Donald Trump's mansion or whatever. And Donald Trump is like trying to take aside the Roman Catholic sidekick and saying to the guy, like, come on, you seem like a smart guy. Can you please tell him not to run for president in 2024 because he can't win? He can't be serious. He's a joke. Like, would you explain that to him? And he's just kind of like, well, you know, I guess he just enjoys flying around with Kanye West and being a big shot, riding the coattails of this complete idiot. You know what that makes him? A sycophant. A sycophant. You know what a sycophant is? A sycophant is someone who just wants to get close to famous people, rich people, celebrities, or people in any position of power or authority. They want to get close to them, not because they love them, not because they actually believe in them or care about them or want to be an actual friend unto them. It's they want to use them for their advantage. They have men's persons and admiration because of advantage. These are people that are just hell-bent on getting their kid to marry my kid. Or they're just hell-bent on, you know, getting close to my family or something because I'm the pastor of the church. And they do this to every pastor. They do it to every whatever, any person in any authority or whatever, or the celebrity or whatever. People like, you know, actors and actresses have an even much way bigger problem with this because they're way more famous. And so they just have literally hundreds or thousands of sycophants trying to attach themselves to them like leeches. Vain and light persons is what sycophants are. They're vain and they're light. I love that word, light. Light people. You know, in the words of Theodore Roosevelt, I could carve a better man out of a banana. You know, just these light people who are just kind of like, they don't have any gravitas themselves, right? Vain and light persons. And he's just acting like Ye is such a smart person, such a great person. He's so wonderful and all this stuff. And then Alex Jones is also acting like he's so great. And telling him, oh, no, you know, don't act like you're dumb. Yeah, I know I have the lowest IQ in here. And I'm just like, yes, you do, yes. Alex, like, no, don't say that. But you know what the Bible says about flatterers like that who flatter you? And you know what? All Alex Jones cares about is just getting 3 million viewers that day. And you could tell because it's like he wanted Kanye to just make a bigger idiot of himself. Because at first Kanye said something stupid about Hitler, but Alex just wouldn't let it go. Alex brought it up like 12 more times. It's like he just wants to keep hearing it. It's like Kanye West is like this Chatty Cathy doll where you pull the string and he says like, I like Hitler. I like Nazis. I think Nazis are cool. And then Alex is just like pulling the doll. Just like he just keeps pulling it. Like he just wants, he's like brings it up like every 15 minutes again. And he must know what he's doing. Because he just knows that that's just making it a more like sensational interview. And you know what? Here's his other trashy friend, Alex Jones' other trashy friend, Charlie Sheen, who's just this total trashy, reprobate, super wicked actor from like a while back. He's probably all washed up now, but hopefully he's done. But the guy, like, he literally like got a bad batch of drugs or something. Which, kids, don't do drugs, because people get a bad batch a lot, apparently. But Charlie Sheen was on a bad batch of drugs or something, and Alex Jones just, like, put him on the air live for, like, the whole day. while he's high, while he's just off the deep end, just having a literal nervous breakdown. Alex Jones just had him live like that whole day. You remember that was like 10 years ago, 15 years ago. He just had him on there just the whole day. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what this shows is that Alex Jones is claiming that he's friends with Charlie Sheen. He must hate Charlie Sheen, because why is he just putting a microphone in front of him while he's high for a whole day while he just says all these stupid and bizarre things? Because he's just doing it for ratings. That's why. He doesn't care about... You really think that Alex Jones in his heart of hearts just admires Kanye West and just thinks he's a great American or a great human being? I'm sure he just thinks that Kanye West's a gentleman and a scholar. No, he's a flatterer. He's flattering him. He that by the way, Job 17:5, he that speaketh flattery to his friends, even the eyes of his children shall fail. Proverbs 28:23. He that rebuketh a man afterward shall find more favor than he that flattereth with the tongue. If anybody around this guy actually cared about him, they would be rebuking him and telling him he's wrong, telling him he's an idiot, telling him the things that he's saying are stupid and don't make any sense, telling him that DEFCON 3 doesn't make any sense because it goes up to DEFCON 5, idiot, and it's not DEFCON, it's DEFCON, defense condition. It's just like he just spews out this nonsense. Literally, like listening to Kanye West talk. If you just say, "Oh man, I just love listening to Kanye's wisdom." You know, there are all kinds of people around the city that could give you the same thing. They're called homeless people. Just walk up to a homeless person and just start asking them their views on religion, the Bible. You could find all kinds of nonviolent offenders wandering around this city, high on drugs, that'll give you all the political and religious views that you want, on par with Kanye's views. Why is he being flattered? Because he's a multimillionaire, because he has a big audience, because he's a famous musician. Men's persons in admiration because of advantage. That's why. A man that flattereth his neighbor spreadeth a net for his feet. The lying tongue hateth those that are afflicted by it, and a flattering mouth worketh ruin. Okay? And then the last place we'll turn, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 2 is this. 1 Thessalonians 2, we're going to start reading in verse number 4. It says, "But as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, which trieth our hearts." Verse 5, "For neither at any time used we flattering words, as you know, nor a cloak of covetousness, God is witness, nor of men sought we glory, neither of you, nor yet of others, when we might have been burdensome as the apostles of Christ." You see, real ministers of God, they don't flatter, they're not out there to please men, they don't have men's persons in admiration because of advantage, they don't wear the cloak of covetousness, they wear the cloak of zeal. They don't wear the cloak of covetousness. They don't care what man shall say unto them or do unto them. They care about pleasing the Lord. They love God. They love the Word of God. They love Christ. They're not just in love with themselves and hearing themselves talk. Okay, that's what's going on with that. So just to recap the sermon today, the title of the sermon is The Eternal Baby. Right? 2 years later, still a baby. 3 years later, still a baby. 4 years later, still a baby. 5 years later, still a baby. But you know what? There are some other... And the true story is that he's not a baby. Because he's not even born again. He's not even saved. You can't even start being a baby until you get saved. You got to get born before you can be a baby. Okay? And so he's not a baby because he's not saved. And I'll refer you to my other sermon, Reprobate Kanye West, that I preached 3 years ago or whatever, over 3 years ago. But let's talk about ourselves now. Let's talk about us now as Christians, those of us who are saved. We don't want to be an eternal baby, do we? Do you want to be, let's talk about people who actually got saved. Do you want to 5 years later be saying, "Oh, sorry, I'm just a babe in Christ, so I don't know my Bible at all. I don't know where to find anything. I don't know how to read a reference. I don't know what it says. I can't quote a single verse, but bear with me because I'm a baby." I mean, I've never heard a five-year-old say, "Sorry, Dad, I'm a baby." I've never heard that stupid excuse come out of any of my kids' mouth. My kids have never said to me, well, Dad, be patient with me. I know I'm 3 years old, but I'm just a baby, Dad. I know I'm 4, but I'm still a baby. I'm 6, but I'm still a baby, Dad. They would never say, you know what? You know why my kids would never say that? Why would you kids never say that? Why would you never say to me, Dad, I'm a baby. That's why I'm slobbering on myself right now. Why would you never say that? Steven, you just stood up for a second. You must want to answer me. Steven, why would you never say that you're a baby to me, Steven? Okay, that was a good answer. He said, because we're not a baby? Yeah, but you know what? I suspect it's because you'd be ashamed to say that to me. It'd be kind of an embarrassing thing to say. I'm a baby, ga, 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 goo. Now, here's the thing. There's nothing embarrassing about Oliver being a baby. There's nothing embarrassing about a 3-month-old being a baby. There's nothing embarrassing about a 9-month-old being a baby. Is there? Babies gonna be babies. That's fine. But you know, the older you get, it's like it starts getting more and more embarrassing to be a baby. When you're 17 and somebody calls you a baby, that's not a compliment. Unless it's like, hey, baby. But the point is, you know, being a baby is for babies. And the Apostle Paul said, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. And God, in Hebrews chapter 5, is rebuking Christians who for the time ought to be teachers, but they have need that one teach them again. Don't be a baby. Don't be this eternal baby. Don't just be forever a baby. What does that mean? Basically, do everything the opposite of what you see Kanye West doing. Sit down, shut up, know your Bible, know how to read Bible references. Don't praise Nazis. Okay? Don't wear look, that mask that he was wearing over his head? I mean, he's not going to get COVID like that, but I mean, I guess he's not, you know, I guess he's super, insulated from viruses. But what was it? Would somebody say something about the mask? Did I miss something? I thought I heard someone say something. Oh, yeah, gloves on too? So there's just like no skin exposed? Is that what? Unbelievable. And then Alex is like, so, you know, can you take the mask off? Nope. Because I can do whatever I want. If I want to wear a mask, I can wear a mask. Nobody's going to tell me what to do. Well, that's real mature. That's real mature. Like, well, you know what? I'm just going to wear a mask over my face because... And look, for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, we're not talking about a corona mask. We're not even talking about a ski mask. Hey, what he was wearing makes women in Iran seem immodest. You know, where they're in like a ninja outfit and they just have a little slit for their eyes? You know, they need to take lessons from Kanye because I'm sick of seeing that slit. Sick of you showing your pretty eyes all over town. You know, if Kanye wants to make some money, what he needs to do next is convert to Islam and start making Muslims look stupid. Maybe he can become a part of the Nation of Islam or something, and maybe he can show the Middle Eastern women how to take their modesty one notch up. Because I'm sick of seeing those eyelids. And they can wear just a full mask. Like it was literally just like a black bag over his head. I'm not kidding. It was just a bag over his head. Just not... And then, you know, Alex Jones is joking around, well, how do I even know I'm really talking to Kanye West? Because, you know, maybe this is just a really great Kanye West impersonator. And I'm like, no one else could be this stupid. Like, if someone said, do an impression of Kanye West and be as stupid as you can, like, it wouldn't be dumb enough. Only Kanye could have done it. I don't doubt the identity for one second. No one else could be that stupid. It doesn't exist. And so, my friend, be growing. Don't just stay a baby, right? Be growing. Grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, if you haven't read the Bible cover to cover, time to change that in 2023. Get yourself one of those year-long Bible reading plans, right? I'm not going to ask for a raise of hands who's never read their Bible cover to cover, but if it's you, you better get yourself that read through the Bible in a year plan. and start working on it. Let's see, Kanye's been saved for 5 years. If he would have read the Bible for 3 minutes a day, he would have read the Bible cover to cover by now. But apparently he doesn't have 3 minutes for the Word of God. He's got 3 hours to take us to school and tell us how it be and tell us about the things of God and the Jews and everything else. But he doesn't have 3 minutes to read his Bible every day. Because if he has read the Bible cover to cover one time, I will eat this Bible and chew it up and swallow it. Okay? He's never, that guy has never even read 1/10 of the Bible. In fact, I'll take it a step further. I don't think he's read a single book of the Bible, except if it was like 3 John or something. Okay, what's that?
He's a fake one. He took out Jesus' name and put
Jesus. Yeah. But that's just, can you be patient with him? He's a baby Christian, okay? But you know what? Hey, if you're here today and you've been saved for 2 weeks, a month, 3 months, 6 months, hey, I'm glad you're here. I love you. And I would never criticize you for being a babe in Christ. I'm excited that you're a babe in Christ. You've been saved for 9 months. I'm excited that you're a babe in Christ. But you know what? If you've been saved for 10 years and you're like, I'm a babe in Christ. If you've been saved for 5 years, I'm a babe in Christ. You know what? You're not being humble right now. You're just admitting that you don't care enough to grow at all, to learn what the Bible actually said. So why don't we all take a lesson from this and to learn from this bad example by saying, you know what? Let's read our Bibles. Let's go to church. Let's be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, slow to tweet. Right? And you know, he sends out this tweet about the Jews, and then you have people that are negative toward the Jews getting excited. Like, oh, Kanye is telling the truth about the Jews. What truth? How is that? You know, I would love for somebody to open a King James Bible and articulate biblical truth about the Jews. Right? You want the biblical truth about the Jews? Watch our film, Marching to Zion. That's the biblical truth. That's Bible verses, fact, not just, you know, I'm feeling kind of sleepy right now, but when I wake up, it's going to be DEFCON 3 on the Jews. What does that even mean? It means nothing. It's absurdity. It's nonsense. It's garbage. If you're a saved Christian, you better be growing. You can't stay a baby forever. You know, if my baby acts like a baby, he's not going to be disciplined for that. If he starts throwing his food around and making a mess and, you know, if he accidentally punches me in the face or something when he's 2 months old because he's doing aerobics and I got in the way, I'm not going to punish him. I'm not going to discipline him. He's a baby. He's just being a baby. But you know what? When our kids get older, we start expecting a little more out of them, don't we? We start expecting them to eat nicely and drink nicely and to be respectful and to be kind and to be polite and to be well-behaved. And you know what? God expects some growth out of you too, buddy. And so the longer you've been saved, the more God's going to expect you to be reading the Word, praying, going to church, and saying wise things and not foolish things. Let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you so much for your word, Lord, that's a light unto our feet, a lamp unto our feet, and a light unto our path, Lord. And thank you for the privilege of having your perfect word, Lord, translated into our native language at our fingertips, Lord. We have the unsearchable riches of Christ. We have all this wonderful wisdom, Lord. Help us not to be simple or foolish, Lord. Help us to tap into this greatest source of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding every day, Lord, instead of feeding on the foolishness of this world. In Jesus' name we pray.